സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 85 വേഴ്സ് 116. ദൃഷ്ടിം ജ്ഞാനമയീം കൃത്വാ പശ്യേത് ബ്രഹ്മമയം ജഗത്. സാ ദൃഷ്ടിഃ പരമോദാര നനാസാഗ്രാവലോകിനീ. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ കോൺട്രാസ്റ്റിംഗ് ആൻഡ് കമ്പയറിംഗ് ദി അഷ്ടാംഗ യോഗ ആർ എയ്റ്റ് ലിംബ്ഡ് യോഗ വിച്ച് ഈസ് മെന്റ് ഫോർ ബിഗിനേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഹീസ് ടാക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദ റിയൽ അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ് മീനിംഗ് ഓഫ് ദോസ് ടേംസ് വിച്ച് ആർ യൂസ്ഡ് മാക്സിമം ഇൻ അഷ്ടാംഗ യോഗ. Therefore, he is giving an advanced meaning for advanced students. Advanced meaning can be grasped only by advanced students. Advanced student means not in advance. Salary they give in advance, no? That is not the meaning of advance here. Advance means listening to scriptures from a teacher consistently for a length of time, systematically with commitment, they will become an advanced student. Listening to Shastra from a competent teacher systematically with commitment, they alone can become advanced students after few decades. Minimum one decade or one and half decade, they become advanced students. To such students, Shankaracharya addressing you, the advanced seekers. That means almost you know the Upanishadic teaching, Gita teaching, then you can understand what is the ultimate purpose of this abhyasa, where it has to culminate. They are all only sadhana level. Ashtanga yoga rupa abhyasa is sadhana level for beginners. What is the real culmination? This is the way of culmination you have to understand. For the purpose of Nididhyasanam or Vedantic meditation, for the sake of assimilation. Vedantic meditation for the sake of assimilation. Therefore, he is enumerating the factors. Now we have completed 9 factors or 9 steps of this Nididhyasana sadhanas. Contemplation. 10th one I have introduced in the last class, Drik Sthiti. Generally in Ashtanga Yoga, focusing on your eyebrow center, Nasa, Agra or Bhru Madhya. That is the Drishti they recommend. That means you should not take literally. You should not neither see your tip of the nose nor eyebrow center. That means avoid looking here and there. That is the meaning. Close your eyes half and see that they should not move here and there. That much alone is the intention. Never see, you don't see, I know that. But other people, Shastra says, Krishna also says, Somnasikagram means that is only for beginners, that abhyasa. It doesn't mean seeing the tip of the nose. You have to close your eyes, don't allow your eyes to move here and there. Don't allow them to see object externally. That is called drishtisthiti. Here Shankaracharya says that is for beginners. Now the real drishtisthiti means your wisdom eye has to be opened. Wisdom eye. So making your vision drishti jnanamayim. Making your vision induced with what? Wisdom. Jnanamayim. Mayi means induced with, saturated with. Drishti means vision, means here understanding, not seeing with your eyes, nothing connected with your eye vision. If I talk with eye vision, I have short sight, I have long sight, lot of problems will come. Here drishti is nothing to do with your eye vision. It is only buddhi. At buddhi level you have to understand. That is why induced with wisdom, I said. Wisdom comes only in the buddhi, not to the eyes. Therefore, that is the real drikstiti, drishtisthiti. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. That means, in your intellect, you have to entertain a thought which is with full of brahma jnanam. Jnanamayim means with brahma jnanam or atma jnanam. Jnanamayim kritva, having done that. Pashyet brahmamayam jagat. Once you understand that I am Brahman alone with incidental body mind complex, having attained that jnanam, see the entire universe also as Brahman. Once you are Brahman, your real nature is Brahman. What is your real understanding? Not only me, Brahman, really speaking, I the Brahman am all-pervading. Jagat sarvam brahmamayam iti. Brahmamayam jagat. What is this jagat? Jagat is a name. Whole jagat is nothing but Brahman. The reality, the content, the substantiality of the jagat is Brahman. Whatever is appearing nama rupa in this jagat, various forms, various names, all of them only lip movements. It is a lip service. They are not there really if you inquire into them. So they are all standing because of Brahman only. They have their own existence because of Brahman only. That understanding is also important. Brahmamayam jagat. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. I am the awareness, consciousness principle. I, the awareness, consciousness principle alone, am in the form of Sat, Rupena, Sarvam jagat. Ahamasmi. That is that jnanam sadrishtihi. This drishti, this vision, this understanding, this knowledge alone is superior. Paramodara, parama udara. It is supreme, it is noble, it is the knowledge. But not na nasagra avalokini. That is nasagra avalokana means NASA means not America la irukkira NASA. This NASA is nose. Agra means tip. Avalokana means seeing. Visualizing or seeing the tip of the nose is not the real drishti. Real drishti is this wisdom only. For this wisdom sake only, that is abhyasa, like LKG, UKG. lesson. Like Nasagra avalokanam is meant for that abhyasa. Really Nasagra avalokanam is not there. Okay, that is only usage. That abhyasa is only for preliminary stages, initial stages. We have to cross that after 70 years and this person is sitting and closing his eyes. What you are doing? I am closing my eyes, I am doing meditation. And that you have to do at the age of 16, not at the age of 60. At the age of 16 or 17, you are supposed to do that abhyasa, nasagra avalokanam or meditation. Dhyanam you have to do at that age. That is UKG lesson. Not at the age of 60 or 70. At the age of 60 and 70 is your vision is, eyes are opened. But you have opened your Jnana Chakshu. Jnana Chakshu is visible or invisible? Invisible. It is not perceptible. Jnana Chakshu. That is symbolized through this bindi. The kunkuma, chandanam, what you keep here, therefore, kunkuma, chandanam, they keep eyebrow center, not on the top here, center, they should not keep. That symbolizes, jnana chakshu is symbolized. That is the meaning. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, shloka. 117. Same factor, that is drukstiti, Shankaracharya further elaborate. Drashtur darshana drushyanam viramo yatra vabhavet drishtistatraiva kartavya nanasagravalokini nanasagravalokini. Now he gives the second meaning of drishtistiti from philosophical angle, advanced students. Drashtuhu darshanam drishyanam. He is talking about the triputi. Triputi means the seer, seen and sought. That means here, first one he gives drashtruhu. Drashta means here, drishyam, darshanam drishyanam. Drashta means seer, the one who is seeing. Darshanam means the instrument what you see for perception. Instrument like eyes, ears, nose. You use your eyes to see the objects. You are the seer, drashta. You use the eyes to see the objects, their forms and colors. So that is called darshanam. What you see is called drishyam. Drishyam means object, that which you see through your eyes. Therefore you are the seer when you operate your eyes to function to see the forms and colors of those objects, you are the seer. Similarly you have to extend this to other sense organs also. When you operate means don't take surgery. Operate means using, because every word has got 2-3 meanings, what to do? Therefore, when you operate means when you allow them to function, when you want to make use of them, the ears, you are the srota. You are using the ears. They are called srotra indriyam, an instrument. And drishyam, just as drishyam here, the object, the sound you hear, shabdam. So you are the hearer. Hearer, using the ears, and hearing the sound. Similarly, I am the toucher when I use the skin, the touch, indriyam, touching the object. I am the toucher. Like that taster, when I use the tasting, that sense organ, tongue, I taste the feet, heart, so many other things. Therefore, they are all come under drishyam, object. So, in between me, the experiencer, and the object, there is a process is going on. Hearing, tasting, seeing, all these, smelling, touching, the process is going on. The process is between subject and object. I, the subject, am interacting with the object through the process. In this process, I am using my sense organs. So, these three put together, triputi. For example, he gives only one. Seer means using the sense organs of eyes to see the forms and colors. Others and all are homework. That's why I explained to you. I am the seer, I am the hearer, I am the taster, I am the toucher, I am the smeller. So all these actions, they are done here. Drishyanam, drashtuhu, darshanam, drishyanam, viramaha, I withdraw. Viramaha means nirvikalpam sthiti ityartha, triputi rahitam. No seer, no function of eyes, and no object experience also. Similarly, I don't use my ears to hear sounds. Viramaha. I don't use my tongue to taste the objects, that food stuff, anything. Viramaha. That means triputi rahitam. Viramaha. Yatrava bhavet, where the triputi is resolved. Now you got the triputi means the subject, object and the instrument. Three put together. Pramata, pramanam, prameyam, triputi. Gnata, gnanam, gneyam, triputi. That triputi, yatrava viramo bhavet, when it is withdrawn, taking rest, naramate, not reveling, viramaha. Then what? Drishtihi tatraiva kartavya. You have to, your perception turn towards that Atma only. Where there is no triputi, who is there? I am neither smeller, I am nor taster or any hearer, anything. I am not doing anything. Because I am temporarily withdrawing my experiences through the sense organs. I am not a pramata. I am not a knower, I am not a hearer, I am not a smeller, I am not anything. Then who am I? I am just remaining myself without any experience. Experienceless I am. That is called real drishti, remaining in my own nature. So, open-eyed Brahma darshanam. Closed eyes, Brahma Darshanam. Open-eyed Brahma Darshanam, he said in the previous sloka, Brahma Mayam Jagat. Open-eyed Brahma Darshanam, I see existence behind every object. Closed eyes, Brahma Darshanam, is Chit, I am awareness. I am awareness. Awareer of what? There is book knowledge, there is smell knowledge, any object knowledge. I know that object knowledge is there and it is not there. Both I can know. When it is there is a triputi. When it is not there is no triputi. I remain with triputi, without triputi also. With triputi and we are carried away by the triputi. That's why suspend your triputi for some time and remain without triputi. You are the awareer of nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means where there is no vikalpa. Vikalpa means subject, object, instrument, division. It is called vikalpa. Nirvikalpa means where these three are falsified. Nityatva nischayam, when I do, that is called nirvikalpa sthiti. You need not go to samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi. Here, this is only through knowledge. Therefore, closed eyes, Brahma darshanam, I see Brahman as awareness. I see within inverted commas, I understand, I recognize, I discover, I am pure awareness. I the pure awareness, when I operate any sense organ, jnana indriyam, I become either seer or smeller or taster or toucher, isn't it? If I don't use any jnana indriyam, I am pure awareness. I am pure awareness. If I know, I am aware of what, if I say, that is again triputi, vyavahara. I am not aware of anything. I am pure awareness. I am remaining as awareness. Na? That is real drishti. That's a remain in that only. Triputi rahita sthiti is yours. All the time if you remain in triputi rahita sthiti, how can you interact with the world? It doesn't mean you have to stop the triputi, but understand you are beyond triputi. You are the one operating the triputi, you are the one withdrawing the triputi, you are the master of the triputi. Don't carry away by the triputi, you are the controller, you are the director of triputi. Understand? I am smelling. That is means what? You are operating the triputi. I am tasting Deepavali sweets. Means what? You are operating the triputi. I am smelling the flower. You are operating the triputi. If you don't do anything, what you are? Who you are there or not? You are there as pure awareness. In deep sleep, what smell is there? What taste is there? What experience is there? Am I there or not in sleep? I am there as pure awareness. That is what real drishti sthiti. Shankaracharya says, tatra eva kartavya drishtihi. There alone your drishti must be. That means never lose sight of your pure awareness. Now here one more point we have to note. When we are using five sense organs corresponding to five sense objects, my name will change according to that. Okay, what am I going to say? You can guess now by this time. Chakshurindriyam, when I use, I see the forms and colors. At that time, I am the seer. So, Jnana Indriyam, five sense organs of knowledge, corresponding objects are also different, colors and forms, sound, smell, taste, they are all different objects. Five different objects are there. Sound is not Rasagulla, Rasagulla is not sound. Sound is not agarbatti smell, agarbatti smell is not a form or color. Their place where the objects, different areas, five. They are also shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. Chakshu srotra indriyam sparsha rasana grana indriyam, five. As these five sense organs and five sense organs objects shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha, my name also will change. I am the seer, I am the smeller, I am the taster, I am the toucher. Like that, my name also changing. Five plus 5 plus 5 corresponding field they work. This is one observation we have to do. Now what you are when you are sitting in aparokshanubhuti class? You are here plus seer also. You are seeing me operating. Which sense are gone? You are seeing me. You are operating, making your sense organ. Which organ functioning? Eyes. And you are listening the subject. Which organ is functioning? Ears. So when you are using your ears, you are aparokshanubhuti listener, hearer. When you are looking at me, you are seer. Suppose you look at me, you see me also, you hear also, but you don't hear. You are not hear means what? Look engeyo irukum, blank look, and mind engeyo irukum, triputi gone, subject gone. Poor Swami is sitting and talking like a crow madri கத்தரின்னு இருக்க. நான் இங்கேயோ போயின்னு இருக்கேன், மழை வரதா இன்னைக்கு வருமா வர, ரெயின் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம், லெட் இட் நாட் கம் வென் அன்டில் ஐ ரீச் ஹோம், தட்ஸ் வாட் டு கம். சப்போஸ் இட் கம்ஸ், இட் சேஞ்சஸ் இமீடியட்லி. நோ, ஸோ பிரமாதா ஹியரர் சீயர் டேஸ்டர் டச். நோ, ஐ ஆம் பியோர் அவேர்னஸ், நான் வேரியபிள். சி, I am non-variable awareness in spite of variable sriputi. This is what real drishtisthiti. What is the final conclusion here? I am non-variable pure awareness in spite of seer, hearer, taster, toucher going on. They are all incidental variable. Seer is not toucher, toucher is not taster, taster is not hearer, but I, the awareness, am continuously there, non-variable, not changing, unchanging. Are you enjoying? Yeah, I am pure awareness. That is the only thing, not nasa agra avalokanam. That is the preliminary lesson upon that abhyasa, why they have prescribed, and finally one has to culminate with this knowledge. Either you have done in this janma or previous janma, you have come to final drishti sthiti. Undacha illaya? Okay, next shloka 118. Chittadi sarva bhaveshu. ब्रह्मत्वेनैव भावनात् निरोधः सर्ववृत्तीनां प्राणायामस्य उच्यते नाउ ही कम्स टू द 11th फैक्टर दैट इज பிராணசம்யமனம். பிராணசம்யமனம் alone is called பிராணாயாம, another name. What is the real meaning of பிராணாயாமம்? What you know regularly, yoga, பிராணாயாமம், that is okay, let it be there. But I am going to give a different meaning. This பிராணாயாமம், what we do? Breathing regulation by inhalation and exhalation, by Puraka, Rechaka, Kumbhaka. People practice pranayama is the best discipline. So pranayama is the best discipline, a sadhana one can practice for physical health and mental health. One can practice that you can get physical health as well as mental health. Therefore, that is recommended by all acharyas, and even Upanishad also recommend that sadhana. Even Lord Krishna also recommends that in initial stages. It is very good. by doing that pranayama, breathing regulation, other pranas also can be taken care of. Ayamaha means control or discipline or directing the prana regulation. It's called ayamaha. Pranasya ayamaha pranayamaha. Once I do breathing regulation, apana prana, jnana prana, samana prana, udana prana, other pranas also will be regulated. Other pranas means what? This pranayama works at respiratory level. Apana prana works at excretory level. Jnana prana works at circulatory level. Udana prana works at expulsory level, like vomiting, hiccups, etc. And samana prana helps us at digestive level. So digestive system, excretory system, expulsory system, circulatory system, all will be taken care of by one respiratory regulation. A fantastic discipline prescribed by our what Upanishads. Shastra itself prescribes this regulation for the purpose of what? Not only for reduction of blood pressure. They are all byproducts. Physical health and normal mental health are byproducts. Pranayama discipline is not meant for only that. All the way it has to give you the knowledge of that Brahman prana samyamanam, means mithyatva nischayam. That is real purakam, means Brahma ahamasmi iti satyatva bhavana is real purakam. Jagat mithya is like carbon dioxide you exhale. That's what he want to say. Let us see that sloka. Chittadi sarvabhaveshu brahmatvenaiva bhavanat. Bhavanat, may you entertain this thought. Bhavana, may you have this thought pattern. Bhavanat, what is that bhavana? Chitta adi sarvabhaveshu. Chitta means here manomaya kosha, we can take. Adipadat, once manomaya kosha comes, adipadat comes what? Next you know other four. Pranamaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and annamaya kosha. So all these kosha, sarva bhaveshu, all koshas, brahmatvena eva, look at them as Brahman alone. Look at them as Brahman alone. Mano mithyatva darshanam is real. That is real pranayama. Then nirodhaha sarva vrittinam. Vrittinam means all functions. Mano vritti, prana vritti. Prana vritti means the functions. By regulating your prana, by disciplining your prana, the prana vritti means here function, vyapara, karyam, karyanam ityarthah, vrittinam means sarva vrittinam. All manovritti and prana vritti, everything. Prana vritti, there are organs in our body which are functioning voluntarily and involuntarily. Involuntarily functioning, that means you don't have control over that. It's go on functioning all the time, like our heartbeat. I want to stop heartbeat sometime and you cannot stop. But breathing you can stop, not full time, okay, only limited time you can stop. Even blinking also, if you don't want to blink for some time, you can wait some time. Therefore, voluntary function this is. But certain organs are involuntary, they are not in your hands, they continuously function. Our breathing is voluntary. I want, I can breathe sometime. Suppose their fish van is going on, what to do? A lot of smell is coming. So immediately you do kumbhaka. Some people don't have that capacity to kumbhaka. Therefore they suffer by that smell, petrol smell, some smell, diesel smell. You cannot withstand that. Why that bad smell should go into my lungs? You can do kumbhaka sometime. Certain foul smells we have to avoid, we have to do kumbhaka. Like that here. Now, sarva vritti naam nirodhaha. Sarva vritti naam means function of all these vrittis, mano vrittis. What are all vrittis come? So many thoughts will come, all thoughts with regard to all anatma vastus, all vrittis. Even prana vrittis also. That is a prana bandhanat liyate manaha. Jalapakshivat rodha sadhanam. Ramana Maharshi says in Upadesha Sara. If you want to discipline your mind, discipline your prana. If you want to discipline your prana, discipline your mind. And body, three of them are interconnected. That's why Ashtanga Yoga is the best discipline, we say. But people are doing Ashtanga Yoga, 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 Yoga. How long? After 65 person comes and says, Swamini, can you teach me pranayama? You come at the age of 16 and ask me, teach me pranayama, I am very happy. Okay, I will teach at the age of 65, 70, 80 also, doesn't matter. But you are supposed to do pranayama at the young age, and you are supposed to do prana samyamanam, what mithyatva nischayam of this namarupa prapancha, once you are grown up. Understand? Shankaracharya says, nirodhaha, restrain your sarva vrittinam, means sarva karyanam. Don't allow your mind to go to this object and that object. Always mind, what it does, going like that fly, it never sit quietly. It goes on and on. Sometimes it goes on fruits, sometimes it goes on bad things also, go and sit here and there. Our mind also like a fly. It jumps like anything, goes here and there. Some good things and bad things also. And accumulate some vasanas. Problem. Therefore, he says, sarvavrittinam nirodhaha. Don't allow your mental thoughts, mind to go to so many objects. That is real prana bandhanam. That is what he says, pranayamaha saha, saha pranayamaha ucchate. That alone is real pranayama. Then what is not pranayama? That granasya peedanam, that is not pranayama, this is pranayama. So normal pranayama should culminate in this pranayama. Pranayama is meant for what? Only for this knowledge, final knowledge. But we are converting everything for body fitness or mental fitness. Mind e poyappa ani solradhu shastram. And for that fitness we are struggling, struggling, struggling. Next shloka. He continues another two shlokas, prana samyamanam only. Nishedhanam prapanchasya, rechakakhya samiranah, brahmaivasmiti yahvruttih, purako vayuriritah. Now he comes further elaboration. What do you mean by rechaka pranayama? Usually yoga abhyasa people talk about rechaka pranayama, means the exhalation, expel, you leave the air out, rich, runakti, empty. leaving out exhalation is called rechaka. What do you leave when you leave the air out? What comes out? What air comes out? Air comes out? Yes or no? Air comes out. What type of air comes out? Carbon dioxide comes out. Carbon dioxide is good or bad? Bad, toxic. Similarly, here the whole world is toxic. Give up. Rechakam. What is real rechaka pranayama, you know? Whole world is mithya. That is called rechaka pranayama. This jagat, anatma prapancha, is poyi yana. Poyi yana anrutam. It is not real. What you are experiencing is not at all real. It is second dream. It is second dream. First dream ki, who gave existence? The waker. The second dream waker ki, waker is also another dreamer. Isn't it? Agnani waker is another dreamer. Who gave existence? I, the awareness, pure consciousness, have given the existence to this Vyavaharika Jagrat Purushaha. And he is in the dream now, you know, another dream. So second dream, I gave directly existence. The first dream, the waker gave the existence. This waker do not know that he is also a dreamer. Who knows that waker is also a dreamer? I, the pure awareness, Jnani alone knows that. Like you people, you are all Jnanis, no? Therefore, Nishedhanam prapanchasya. Prapanchasya of this world, you have to nishedhanam, negate. Neti, neti, iti, vachanaihi. Not this, not this, not this. Nishedhanam means negation, elimination. Not physically. When you are looking at the same time, as you are seeing the pot, you should say there is no pot. Without touching itself, there is no pot. There is only clay. This is called ghata nishedhanam. Having done anything to that pot, it is intact. Its shape is intact, but I can say there is no pot. Same way, let the world be there as it is, in its form, in its color, in its name, in its form, everything. I need not touch it, but I take out the reality from that. I have not touched the pot, but I can understand there is no pot. Seeing the pot itself, I can say there is no pot. Similarly, the whole world, nishedhanam, the world is there, but for me, it is not real. This is called rechaka pranayama. Now, you know Shankaracharya, where he is? Where is ordinary pranayama? Brahma ivahamasmi iti yaha vrittihi purakaha. That vayu inhale, jagat mithyatva nishchayam, jagat nishedha is rechaka. It is a toxic like carbon dioxide. You leave it out. Don't give importance to that. Utmost importance and breaking your head all the time, worrying, 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 and using sleeping pills for sleep. What is the problem? Giving reality is the first problem. Once you give reality, you get another problem. Problem square, and you go on thinking about that problem, problem, problem again continuously. That problem non-stop. How foolishness it is, Shastra is asking. How foolishness, how ignorant you are, what a mistake you are committing. Come on, get up, wake up from your ignorance. That is rechakam, real rechakam. After doing that, what you have to do? Aham Brahma Asmi. What is Satyam then? Satyam is nothing but Aham Asmi. What type of Aham? Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi iti vritti. That thought you entertain, it is called Purakam. Real Purakam. I fill my mind with this thought. அகண்டாகார விருத்தி. வாட் இஸ் தட் அகண்டாகார விருத்தி? அகம் அகண்ட ஆத்மா, அவ்யய ஆத்மா, நித்ய ஆத்மா, சத்ய ஆத்மா, வித் இன்சிடென்டல் வேரியபிள் பாடிஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ், தே கேனாட் டச் மீ. Therefore, பிரம்மைவாஹம் அஸ்மி இது யஹா விருத்திஹி, தட் விருத்தி, தட் தாட். பூரகா வாயுஹு ஈரிதா, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் பூரக வாயு, இன்ஹலேஷன் ஏர். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் திஸ் நாலேஜ், வாட் ஏ பூர்ணத்வம், ஆனந்த. வேர் பீப்புள், இக்னரண்ட் பீப்புள், ஜ்ஞானி எங்க இருக்கா, அஜ்ஞானி எங்க இருக்க பார்த்தேனா இப்போ. வை யூ ஆர் ஸ்டடிங், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ் வாட் இஸ் ரியல் பூரகா. சுவாமி, ஹவு மச் டைம் ஐ ஹவ் டு ஹோல்ட் த பிரத், ரேஷியோ. பீப்புள் டாக் அபவுட் த ரேஷியோ, ஹவு மச் டைம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு பிரீத் இன், ஹவு மச் டைம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஹோல்ட், ஹவு மச் டைம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு லீவ் தேர். டூ நார்மல் பிரீதிங், வை யூ ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங், டூ டீப் பிரீதிங், ஸ்மூத் ரிதமிக் பிரீதிங், நார்மல் பிரீதிங், பி அவேர் ஆஃப் யுவர் பிரீதிங், தட் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் இனஃப். கிளியர்? யுவர் பால்பிட்டேஷன் வில் கம் டவுன், ஹார்ட் பீட் வில் பி நார்மல். Why you are struggling for ratio, pranayama, puraka, kumbhaka, rechaka, spending too much time for that, hours together? Do minimum pranayama, what we are doing in before our class, every class, that pranayama is sufficient, simple, normal, deep breathing, that's all, alternate breathing. This is the knowledge you have to acquire. Brahma ahamasmi iti vrittihi yaha asti saha eva purakaha vayuhu. What you inhale, when you inhale? Oxygen. Adhi theriyum illayo? Oxygen. Oxygen good or bad? Good, good, good. Very good. Similarly, aham brahma asmi thought is very good. Leaving prapancha nishedha, carbon dioxide is very good. Leaving carbon dioxide like anatma jagat, that nishedha is very good. Inhaling the oxygen like brahman ahamasmi, that is filling my mind with that thought, is very good. Good for health and artham. Okay. Now who is a healthy person, tell me? Who is a healthy person? Jnani. I am a wise person. After studying so much, how can I say Jnani? I am only, I can say about it, no problem. Okay, next slokam further. Tatastadvruttinaischalyam கும்பக பிராண சம்யமஹ அயம் சாபி ப்ரபுத்தானாம் அஜ்ஞானாம் க்ரான பீடனம். He is scolding. The people who are struggling ordinary pranayama, doing rounds and rounds and rounds, focusing on kumbhaka, they are really torturing, afflicting their only grana indriyam, peedanam. Peedanam means what? They are afflicting, torturing, inflicting the grana indriyam, the nose. இப்படி பிரஸ் பண்ணி அப்படி பிரஸ் பண்ணி என்னமோ பண்றேன். தட்ஸ் வை யூ நோ வை ஐ டோன்ட் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் கும்பக, ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், சக்கராஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். நவ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், சுவாமி இஸ் நாட் டீச்சிங் ஆல் த டீப் திங்ஸ், டீப் டெக்னிக்ஸ் ஆஃப் யோகா. பீப்புள் யூஸ் டு திங்க் லைக் தட், டெலிபரேட்லி, நோயிங்லி, ஐ அவாய்ட் ஆல் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா, டீப் இன்டென்ஸ் பிராக்டிசஸ், பிகாஸ் that is an obstacle for spiritual upliftment. Knowingly I avoid it, those things. Simple pranayama is sufficient, more than enough. Tataha means after entertaining aham brahmasmi thought, tataha then தத்வ்ருத்தி நைச்சல்யம் கும்பகா. வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ஹோல்டிங் த பிரத்? கும்பகா மீன்ஸ், கும்பா மீன்ஸ் அ பாட். பாட் இஸ் தட் இட் ஹோல்ட்ஸ் வாட்டர். சிமிலர்லி யுவர் லங்ஸ் ஆர் லைக் எ பாட். யூ ஆர் ஹோல்டிங் த ஏர் இன்சைட் த லங்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் கால்டு கும்பகா. ஹியர் ஹி சேஸ் ரியல் கும்பகா மீன்ஸ் யூ கண்டினியூ இன் தட் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி தாட் வித்தவுட் எனி சலனம், வித்தவுட் எனி வேவரிங், வித்தவுட் எனி வேசிலேஷன். கண்டினியூஸ் அன்அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி தாட். பசியன் ஸ்ருண்வன் ஸ்புஷன் ஜிக்ரன் அஸ்னன் கச்சன் ஸ்வபன் ஸ்வஷன். எனி டைம், ஆல் த டைம், அட் த பேக் ஆஃப் மை மைண்ட் லைக் அ தம்பூரா ஸ்ருதி, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஆல் த டைம். தட்ஸ் வாட் நைச்சல்யம், நிச்சலஸ்ய பாவாஹ நைச்சல்யம், ஸ்டெடிலி. தட் அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் கும்பகா, ஹோல்டிங் த பிரத். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹோல்டிங் தட் தாட் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ரியல் பிராண சம்யமஹ. அயம் அபி பிரபுத்தானமேவ. திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் வைஸ் பீப்புள். பிரபுத்தானம், நாட் ஃபார் ஆல் பீப்புள். ஓன்லி அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், உபனிஷதிக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், பிரம்மசூத்ரா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். பிரபுத்தானம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் வைஸ் பீப்புள். திஸ் இஸ் அயம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் கும்பக பிராணயாம, விச் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பிரம்ம அஹமஸ்மி இது நைச்சல்யம் விருத்தி. தட் இஸ் ஃபார் அட்வான்ஸ்டு பிரபுத்தானம். வாட் அபவுட் அதர்ஸ்? அஜ்ஞானம், அஜ்ஞானம் பிராணபீடனம், பிராணபீடனம். பிராணபீடனம்னா பிராணந்தான், பிராணபீடனம் கிராணபீடனம் என்ன, பிராணாயாமா ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங், கிராணபீடனம் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் இந்த நோஸ். சுவாமினி ரைட் நோஸ்டில் கொஞ்சம் பிளாக் இருக்கு. திஸ் லெப்ட் சைடு இஸ் நாஸ்டில் பிரீதிங் இஸ் ஸ்மூத், ரைட் சைடு இஸ் நாட் பிரீத் ஸ்மூத். சம் பீப்புளுக்கு ரைட் சைடு இஸ் ஸ்மூத், லெப்ட் சைடு இஸ் நாட் ஸ்மூத், சம்டைம்ஸ் போத் ஆர் பிளாக்டு. இதெல்லாம் பீடனம் தானே, வை யூ ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங். ஓகே, டூ பட் டோன்ட் ஸ்டாப் யுவர் பிராணாயாம, கண்டினியூ, பட் டோன்ட் பி அப்சஸ்ட் வித் தட் பிராணாயாம. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஃபேக்டர், தட் இஸ் 12th ஃபேக்டர். ஓகே, பிரத்யாஹார வைகம் விஷயேஷ்வாத்மதாம் திருஷ்ட்வா, விஷயேஷ்வாத்மதாம் திருஷ்ட்வா மனசஸ்திதி மஜ்ஜனம். பிரத்யாஹாரஸ்ஸ விக்னேயஹ, அப்யசனியோ முமுக்ஷுபிஹ. முமுக்ஷுபிஹ அப்யசனியஹ, த சீக்கர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, முமுக்ஷுபிஹ தி சாதகாஸ், தே ஷுட் ப்ராக்டீஸ். அப்யசனியஹ, தே ஷுட் ப்ராக்டீஸ். வாட்? பிரத்யாஹாரஹ. Prati plus A plus Hru Dhatu. Bring towards you. Hru means bringing towards you. Opposite to that Hru, bringing towards you, if you add Prati plus A, Pratyaharaha, bringing towards you, means you avoid that objects, you withdraw your senses towards you. Like tortoise. Kurmongani iva. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said like that. Here, what do you mean by pratyaharaha? Saha pratyaharaha vigneha. One should know this is real pratyahara, withdrawal of senses. What is that? He says, Vishayeshu atmatam drishtva manasi chiti majjanam. Vishayeshu, when you see the objects, any object, by leaving from the school to Pandi Bazaar, that Panagal Park, how many things are you are seeing? Now you have to see all of them as Atma. Shankaracharya says, Swamini, how can you see them as Atmana? Yes, you can see. Because Satta, you see non-variable Satta. In every object, behind every object, shop is there, sari is there, vessel is there, car is there, scooter is there. Everything is, that easiness, that existence is Brahman. That existence is Brahma. Tyagaraja sang, Satta matrama salanammitini, that Satta you have to see with opened eyes. Behind every object. Scooter is, shop is, gold is, chain is, when you are walking on the road or when you are seeing objects, everywhere what you see, chair is, fan is, house is, house is. You take out the easiness from the house. You take out the easiness from the house. What will happen to the house? House is not. You take out the easiness, house is there. You take out the easiness, house is not there. House is absent. Therefore, you take out easiness, no visaya can exist. All will become absent. Abhavaha. Therefore, how they are existing there? Because of existence. What do you mean by existence? Brahman. Sapta. Sat. Therefore, all objects when you are seeing, and easiness is behind the object which is non-variable. In all objects which is there, what is there non-variable? Continuously, is. But where their chair is there, ornament is not there. Where ornament is, car is not there. Where car is there, house is not there. But easiness is inherent in all of them. Now are you seeing Brahman or not? As you are seeing the chair, you are recognizing the Satta, the easiness, Brahman. Yes or no? How to get Brahma Jnanam, Brahma Darshanam? All the time Brahma Darshanam is there, but you should know that is Brahma Darshanam. Sarvam Brahmamayam. For Jnani, Sarvam Brahmamayam. For Ajnani, Sarvam Abrahmamayam. Brahmamayam, that's why he do not know how to see Brahman, how to understand Brahman. Satta Rupena, Sadrupena. That is called Pravilapanam. You remove all the names. No Annamaya Kosha, Mano Buddhya Hankara Chitta Ninaham, Nacha Shrotra Jimhe, Nacha Ghrana Netre. Prapanchasya means Vishayeshu Atmatam Drishtva. Vishayeshu means all objects. Manaha Chiti Majjanam. Your mind has to absorb in Chaitanyam, the pure awareness. Outside you enjoy the Sat. Here with yourself you absorb with Chit. Sat alone is Chit. Chit alone is Sat. How? Next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.